Poker.
Here we are once again at the top of America tonight. Who better to kick it around with from Talk Radio News than Ellen Ratner? Ellen, big stuff. You know, I was traveling the other day, and they're doing these random searches now at the airport because travel alert is high, and this is all about, of course, closing some of the embassies and whatnot. What do you know about this information that's floating around that led to all of this?
Not a whole lot, except that they were able to listen to chatter, but they say that the chatter that they were listening to, the people knew they were being listened to.
Mm.
So wouldn't they maybe come up with a very detailed plot, knowing that they got listeners, and maybe they're planning something else? Today at the White House, Jay Carney said, well, yes, we had destroyed Al-Qaeda, but we hadn't destroyed their affiliates.
Yeah, I have to think some of that is planted. That sounds like it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. That's
and
why
the
I
other,
said it exactly the way I said it.
The other side of this is that you'll have callers and a lot of people are saying, oh, listen, this is just too perfect. That what about the NSA and all the information they're collecting and, you know, is
well,
this...
Well, that's the other
bigger...
issue. Absolutely. Yeah. And you know what's so fascinating about that is... There's two issues that have sort of come up about that, and we can talk, I'll be with you tomorrow night too, but the first is that there was a congressional trip to Guantanamo, but you know, the Guantanamo, the members of Congress who went to Guantanamo are not allowed to interview the prisoners. And unless you're in the Intelligence Committee, you're expected to vote on this intelligence, and you don't get to know what it is. That's not
wow.
right.
That's not right. That's odd. Yeah,
well,
I mean, how do you vote on what you don't know? Yeah, how do you vote on what you don't know? That's crazy.
Well, I guess they trust but don't verify.
All right, that's a good nugget for us. You sent me something on this, and I was stunned by this. I don't know why I didn't see this anywhere. I guess it came. I looked it up in the Times because you even sent the link to it. Then the RNC chair threatening to pull the group's partnership with NBC and CNN for the 2016 presidential primary debate?
That's right. But you see, in terms of credentialing them, et cetera, but that's really set up by the Presidential Debates Commission. And on top of it, the Hillary movie would come out. This is what he's objecting to in the year 2014. The election isn't 2016. Now, they did pull Ronald Reagan's movies off the television before he ran for both the nomination and for the election. And so that did happen, and that would happen again. So who cares about a movie that's 2 years before an election?
I'd have to say the same thing. Who cares? Are you kidding? We have, what, 8 seconds of recall? People aren't even going to remember.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's nutty. All right, big story with the president. He's out in Arizona. He's pumping up this whole housing conversation. It's just this continuation of the push to turn back to the economy and the jobs and get away from all the scandals and all the nonsense that was happening in D.C. Is it working?
That's a very good question. We do know there has been some leaked playbooks that the Republicans were given, including how to do social media, how to have various congressional open town meetings, what agenda they should have, how do they deal with questions, and maybe they should sort of plant some questions, that kind of thing. So the president is really trying to set the agenda for the Democrats as their home this week.
And the big one, a couple of weeks ago, our mutual pal, your really good friend, a former congressman from Ohio, works for you guys now, Bob Ney. Did you catch him? Did you catch him with Bill Maher?
I did. And then he was on MSNBC this weekend. So he's making the rounds.
Yeah, he was good. I thought he was really – that's a tough crew, the Maher crew. Because
it's a very tough crew, and
yeah.
He did a great job.
Yeah, he got some – listen, if you get applause from that crowd, you're doing okay.
That's for sure.
All right, Ellen Ratner, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. Thank you.
Thanks. All right, as I said there in talking to Ellen, a couple of interesting things. One, of course, the president and the quest to push hold the jobs and the economy and to go out west because of so many of the things that have happened really the past couple of months, probably started back in May with the IRS and whatnot. But now is the downtime in Washington anyway because Congress is out. It's their month-long vacation, so this is the time when usually the president makes that kind of a run with whatever's going on, and that's exactly what's happening, you know, there. A couple of the things that we're going to talk about this hour include Alex Rodriguez, boom, leveled with a huge suspension, vows to fight back, and this is over performance-enhancing drugs. He's allowed to play during his appeal. He's not the only one. There were 12 other players suspended by Major League Baseball. They get 50 for the most part, 50 games, other than Alex Rodriguez, who gets hit with the huge 214. What does it mean for Major League Baseball? More importantly, what does it tell us about our society and the use of performance-enhancing drugs? Is it okay to cheat to win and get ahead? It's been going on for a very long time in baseball, and I think that this should have happened much sooner than it did, and there's a big lesson wrapped in the middle of that. You know, with the president doing the whole jobs and it's getting better and that kind of thing, I'm taking your temperature, and how is it in your world? Are you finding that there are a lot of people who are making it, who are doing okay? Are they still stringing jobs together? Are you stringing jobs together? I get many, many, many emails, and I always say that I'm grateful for the emails we get on this show, the most I've ever gotten, in fact, in any radio show that I've done. And a lot of your emails, you tell me your personal stories, and you must hear me talk about this a lot because you often mention what's going on as far as employment, as far as what you're doing in your neighborhoods and what's happening, and that more people are taking second jobs, that this isn't just a myth, that this is true. So I saw today some statistics. Since January of 2009, the country has added a net total of 270,000 full-time jobs, but it's added 1.9 million part-time jobs. This is the House Ways and Means Committee statistics, by the way. The numbers flood in as you have the Republicans arguing that the president's health care law is pushing businesses to save money, and they're pushing workers into shorter schedules because they don't want to have these penalties that come from hiring more full-time people who, under the current law, would have to be covered with health care insurance. And I've found that a lot. It's about 1099s, contract work, now more than ever. So the Republicans crunch the numbers, and they're doing it because they're seeing what the president is pushing with the economy and whatnot, with the economy adding seven times more part-time jobs than it's created full-time jobs, and that's obviously a big problem because with families, even being single, how do you exist on the kind of money that we're talking about? And this is why it's kind of lopsided when we talk about what the unemployment figures are, because I think now more than ever, really in this past decade, it's about contract work, and it's about people trying to string a couple of things, putting them together to make up one salary. It's not uncommon for somebody to do a couple of different shifts. Many of you on the third shift have some other job that you're working. It used to be so taboo. It was called moonlighting, and you couldn't do it. Now it's highly encouraged. What does that tell you? Oh, my, oh, my. All right, so we got some odds and ends coming at you next here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push.
Extension of those closures does not reflect a new stream of threat information, but is more a reflection of taking necessary precautions.
What? A new thread? What are you talking about? Obviously, a little bit of push-pull on should we be concerned about this heightened alert for the information that we don't know the specifics on. But enough that several senators say, wow, the things that we have seen are things that should have been paid attention to before 9/11. That's pretty frightening. But we're not going to give you the specifics, even though there's a good chance that the information that's out there was spoon-fed to us on purpose. So go figure. Pretty much, as we start with odds and ends here, groups tight with any kind of Al-Qaeda ties have grown in strength over the last couple of years, really. So that means that's a new challenge for the White House. Because, you know, that's one of the pushes. We're fighting terror. We're knocking down these groups. We're, you know, we got rid of bin Laden. Anwar al-Awlaki was a good get until it became controversial over the drone hit and the fact that he was an American on foreign soil. Sorry, he was a murderous thug to me that incited a lot of people to do horrific things. So personally, taking out al-Awlaki, I had no problem with it. The president declared al-Qaeda was running away to all corners of the world following the death of bin Laden a couple of years ago. But now that's something that's being called into question because of this so-called major terrorist attack, this whole planning for a major terrorist attack. So were we premature in saying that Al-Qaeda is dead? We cut off the snake of the head and the tail and everything in between. The U.S. has officially closed, that was Jay Carney there, the White House spokesperson. The U.S. has officially closed 19 embassies. This is in the Middle East and North Africa. And this is in response to the threat, which was traced back to Al-Zawahiri, the man who took bin Laden's place as the leader of Al-Qaeda. So this conflict that's happening on the wicked board of the Middle East, it's like hopscotch. I think of the Middle East, and I have a grid in my mind, and I look at it, and I look at the countries, and it's which hotspot is bubbling up today. We still have the conflict in Syria. We still have now what's been the blowback from the Arab Spring, and the extremist groups are getting more fuel. They're growing in numbers. It's not getting weaker. They're getting stronger. When you talk to people in the know that are in counterterrorism roles, they say the opposite of what the White House is saying. They're saying that it's growing. It's grown by leaps and bounds. So, over the past couple of years, the core is what Jay Carney says is being diminished, but not eliminated. You know, the elimination of Osama bin Laden helped do this, and then we see that now there's this threat that supposedly has spooked several senators, although I keep saying this, they won't tell us any of the specifics of it. So, go figure. Are we in danger or not? And you know what the answer to that question is? Of course, there is always the potential for it. You know, if we, like on a scale of 1 to 10, how concerned are you of, let's be honest, being on a plane, being on a bridge, being in a tunnel, being somewhere near, having a family member near, some bomb blast, some crazy thing that happens, and that is linked directly to terrorists? And the answer is the further we get away from 9/11, the more people are dulled to the possibility of what can happen. Even after the Boston bombings, even after a couple of near misses, I think people have maybe a false sense of security. Is that good? Is that bad? I mean, listen, I don't think you should live your life in a bunker. I think we live in the land of the free and the home of the brave for a reason. And people died to protect our freedoms, and you should be able to enjoy those freedoms. But at the same time, I think that you have to be more diligent than ever and pay attention when you're someplace. Because I don't doubt, and I hope it never happens in my lifetime, but I don't doubt that there are attempts that are being made to pierce that false sense of security. Now, we could also argue that this so-called wake-up call now in this resurgence of Al-Qaeda and groups affiliated more likely with Al-Qaeda, it's because of, the NSA and what they were doing, their information gathering. So see, there you go. If we didn't have this in place, it wouldn't have happened. We could argue that, oh, that's convenient. And even Ellen Ratner, the most liberal person I know, just said it there at the top of the hour. So, make of that what you want. Somebody who's in Washington covering this administration every single day. I think it's stronger. I think it's stronger before than it was before 9/11. And the reason is because it's spread and it's in all kinds of areas. And there are all kinds of groups. And after Benghazi, even Senator Lindsey Graham, who I don't always agree with, said this on a show, that the Al-Qaeda types, he's calling them types, the groups, are like they're on steroids. Because they think the United States has gotten weaker and they think they're stronger. And that is always the danger. How we play on the big stage matters. And lately we've appeared to be weak. I think the thing with Russia and Ed Snowden was not good in the eyes of, the United States is one of the most powerful nations on the face of the earth. Well, we're getting much weaker, I think, in the eyes of people who think we're vulnerable and want to pierce the bubble. So the Arab Spring has now rolled backwards. When you have these governments that have not taken hold, that have been torn up, thrown away, and toppled by protests. That's what's happened. So the beginning of what was hailed as, wow, just a huge victory, that all these protests, look what's happening, people are standing up, has gone in the opposite direction. So safer, not as safe. Should you be more diligent? In my mind, you've got to pay attention. You got to pay attention to what's happening, because it's up to you to realize what your surroundings are and not to live your life and not to be completely paranoid. And as I said, go underground, but to be aware of potential, what I would call hot zones, areas where you could find yourself in a bad situation, and knowing how to get out, knowing where the exits are, you know, just some really simple, simple things that wouldn't be hard to learn, to pay attention to just be a little smarter. All right, I said this is odds and ends, and this is a crazy odds and ends. I saw this earlier in the day, and I was like, wow, this guy's amassed a fortune, so no doubt he wants to grab up one of the old-time rags from the newspaper world. Jeff Bezos, who's the founder of Amazon.com, picked up the Washington Post. You know how much he picked it up for? $250 million. He's going to own the Post personally. How about that? Not connecting it to Amazon in any way. So for four generations, the Graham family, Catherine Graham spoke at my college graduation. They've had a lock on the nation's, one of the nation's most prominent newspapers, I guess, is what you would bill it as. So the Washington Post changing hands. How about that? I think that's a big story. Does it change how the Washington Post is run? I mean, the Post is struggling with its business model because we got digital technology everywhere. In fact, its revenue was down 44% over the past 6 years, and the print circulation is dwindling like other newspapers because the younger generation especially, they're not going to read the paper. It's all about what they can get on their phones, really. How quick they can get little snippets of news. It's not about reading the paper. But that was a big surprise. And what is the reason behind that would be really super interesting to find out. He's saying he's excited about it. He's going to run it personally, that he's kind of a little bit of a news junkie. But I would believe that this newspaper will have major changes coming down the pike, especially because he knows how to use the internet. All right, hang with us on the flip side. What's happened in and out of Washington as people took off for the summer?
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are you ready to fight back? Fight back against the army of spies, scammers, and government wonks that are hell-bent on stealing your information? Let me ask you one question. What are you doing right now to protect your privacy? Learn how to take your identity off the grid and even disappear forever with this weird trick at privacyradio.com. I'll show you how to protect yourself and your family from big government and big business in just 10 easy steps. Go to privacyradio.com to learn more.
Behind you when you have no idea that you're about to be breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And the best of Shark Week is also coming up because it's where survivors talk about what happened to them. I watched two of the Shark Week things today, and one of them was Voodoo Shark. It was called Voodoo Shark. And Voodoo Shark was a bunch of guys talking like they were in the swamp, and they were in the swamp, trying to figure out about this legendary giant shark that supposedly was in these fresh waters and making its way to Lake Pontchartrain. What they did find out, because then they also had researchers, is lo and behold, bull sharks are in this fresh water. And they were tagging them to find out, you know, obviously the mother, these were younger sharks, must have been coming in and taking the babies in. So does that, what does that mean? Giant sharks in fresh water? To me, that's the scary part. So I remember, and I probably talked about the story, I was doing America Tonight, going to Crystal River a few years ago in Florida. And it was very cool. They had the manatees there and whatnot. But the water is kind of murky. And then somebody was telling me, oh, yeah, you know, sometimes a shark pops up. I'm like, what? And so then from then on, I was like looking around for sharks everywhere. I was just looking around. I was so sure that there was going to be a shark that got into this, that got into this fresh water, made its way in. And this is kind of starting to happen in some places. How they survive and how they get in and all of that kind of stuff is the question. So they obviously can make their way from salt water, but how can they thrive in fresh water? Because they shouldn't be able to do that. So that was kind of an interesting, I think, little twist on a Shark Week deal. And they had a couple of guys that were chasing after these very, very big sharks, and they were telling their tales of what happened to their boat when their boat got smashed into, and it was so frightening and all that other sort of stuff. You know what I think is interesting, and this is how they do it, but researchers, a lot of times when they're out on these boats, and these are sometimes these are big sharks, even when they're going after great white sharks, is the fact that they're out there on these little skiffs. I mean, these are small boats. And, you know, if I'm chasing after a shark, I guess that's what you have to be close to the water, especially if you're going to bring them in the boat and do a little surgery and tag them and load them with some kind of radar. But, boy, I don't know. Maybe this shows why I'm not a researcher or a marine biologist. But I would want to be on a very big boat. And a boat where, great, you're pulling in a shark, but we got a big boat. We don't have some little skiff that I can be dragged off of or accidentally, whoops, fall off of, or, ooh, my hand was in the water. And I keep seeing this over and over again. This is what they do. And, you know, there's been an increase, even though nobody wants to talk about it ever, especially in Hawaii, because what people have to pay and save up to go to the great islands in Hawaii. But there's been an increase, they say, in Maui of shark attacks. They will never tell you about those attacks. If they could keep them completely out of the news, they would do it. But they had two separate serious shark attacks off the coast of Oahu and Maui in Hawaii last week. So it's closed beaches, and it's terrified swimmers. Because these are people who are vacationing. I mean, these aren't surfers who are saying, oh, well, you know, they talk about shark bites, and they know that they're after the surf, and they're not going to come into the pounding waves they're trying to catch. No, we're talking about people that were scared. Obviously, they were scared to death. One was a teenage surfer who was bitten about 100 feet from shore. And the way the surfer described it says, you know, I saw his face, I saw its face. It came out of the water, I saw everything. And what I did was I used my left hand, I hit him on the side of his face, and then it let go, and I turned around and it swam off. And there were witnesses that saw it, and they said it was about 10 feet long. Then there was a retired teacher, and this is the one that scares me the most, though. Then there was the retired teacher who was bitten while swimming in about 10 feet of water in Wailea on Maui, which is a big resort area. And it's a big beach there, Ula Beach. And all of a sudden, this teacher says, all of a sudden, bam, out of nowhere, here's this shark. It happened so fast, she didn't see the shark coming. He just came, hit her hard, bit her hard, took off swimming, and that was it. And she's in the hospital. So the doctors operated on her, and they say her injuries include a 15-inch gash on her back. And they think this shark that was 10 feet of water was 25 feet long. Now think of how tall you are, right? I know you all know this. Think of 10 feet of water and what 10 feet of water is. That's incredible. So, is it murky water? Because really, murky water is the thing you really want to avoid. And what's happened in Hawaii, they had that tropical storm Flossie. They think because of those conditions, that might be what it is. That they've gotten murkier water, and that created the perfect storm, so to speak, for the sharks to find their way into shore or in and around Maui, be more attracted to it. I don't know. Bad timing, though, with Shark Week. However, now, forever and a day, this woman will have a story to tell. But I could do without a story to tell. I don't know about you. No thank you with the sharks. You know, even, and maybe because I knew Shark Week was coming up and it's just a crazy, silly paranoia thing, but even at the Jersey Shore, when I was at the Jersey Shore, I was kind of, you know, looking around. There was one day where there was a lot of seaweed in the water, and I was thinking to myself, you know, sometimes they'll report sharks off the coast, and so often those sharks are in really shallow water. It's one thing when you're out really, really deep. It's another thing when you're in close to shore, because you're certainly not looking to be attacked by a shark. All right, how about some sharks of a different sort? So the politicians, I said, made their way out of Washington, but not before commenting on a couple of different things, and not before the president pushed a few of his little agenda items, urging Congress to, you know, get rid of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Boy, weren't these the two names that were hailed as the best thing since sliced bread? So the president is trying to, looking at future housing market downturns, is pushing Congress to back bipartisan efforts to just say ditch Fannie and Freddie. After they were bailed out by the government in 2008. And so then this big push for let's have some mortgage refinancing legislation, let's have some sweeping change, that's part of what he's doing in Arizona. Because Arizona was really ground zero for the housing crisis that started in 2008, but the market started to rebound and the foreclosures started to go down. But the collapse really started, one of the collapses anyway, started in Phoenix. So winding down Fannie and Freddie after they gave those people connected huge bonuses, if you remember. I mean, crazy, crazy bonuses to try to keep the best people on staff. Remember that? Now, Senator Bob Corker, Republican from Tennessee, and Democrat Senator Mark Warner of Virginia are trying, they're pushing to have that happen. They're pushing to try to make that shut down, because Fannie and Freddie's investment portfolios, they want them to wind them down to like 15% per year because of so many of the losses that they've taken. And if the Corker-Warner bill became serious legislation, it would shutter the operations, they say, within 5 years. Here's what I remember. I just remember that they had to bail out Fannie and Freddie. Remember what it was? Well, we had to bail out Fannie and Freddie. $187 billion. Oh. And see, they don't make those loans directly, as you know, but they buy mortgages from lenders. They package them as bonds, and that's where the big mistakes come in. They guarantee them against default, and then they sell them to investors. And then that's how we got into huge, part of how we got into such huge, huge problems. And now, the other thing that's interesting is these statistics trying to support the fact that immigrants accounted for 40% of new homeowners nationwide, they say, between 2000 and 2010. But where do these numbers come from? I tried to get those same numbers. I couldn't find them. They came from the Obama administration. The boo of the week on the flip side.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
MicroPlant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with MicroPlant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. A weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Here at the tail end of this hour of America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're doing okay. By the way, if you want to throw in your two cents, you can always do it. You know, sometimes we have shows where we zig and zag in a lot of different directions. I found out it's official, 8 seconds. That's what our attention span is. So that's what happens. 855-266. We have the small attention show moments. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. This has to be on a list of boos of the week. How about this crazy thing? How many of you have flown Delta? I haven't flown Delta in a long time, but I had a family members that just did. They were going down to Florida from Philadelphia, and they were on a Delta flight. So check this out. A frustrated passenger on Delta, right? It was a flight from Seattle to New York, so that's a pretty long flight. They took the luggage fee resentment to a crazy new level. And the person traveling just decides, you know what? I'm not going to leave my bags. So because the person didn't want to face $1,400 in overweight baggage fees, they just decided to leave the belongings at the check-in kiosk in Seattle. So the bad part about this, and the reason it's the boo of the week, I feel your pain with the crazy fees. But because this bozo did that, the Delta lobby was closed down for 2 hours, even a little bit more than 2 hours. Security had to inspect the luggage because guess what? It was unattended. Yeah, they always say that. You cannot leave your luggage unattended. Well, what it does mean is, yes, somebody can report it, but once it's reported, they shut down wherever that area is. So they finally decided the bags that were left weren't a threat, and they were able to identify the person who owned the bags and the flight. So then what happens is, once the person who thought they were being clever, like, you know what, I'm not going to pay for this, once the person got off their flight in New York, they were met by the law enforcement and they were interviewed, and they decided there was no criminal intent by the passenger, which is good, because what if they decided, you know what, you can't do that, so we're going to have to lock you up. This is the thing. Delta charges $25 for the first checked bag, $35 for the second checked bag on domestic flights. A checked bag costs $125, and bags 4 through 10, $200 each. Then they charge fees on top of those fees. What? So if an extra piece of baggage exceeds the weight and size limit, it's subject to three fees. One for the extra bag, one for the weight limit, and one for going over the size restriction. You know, it's going to get to the point where we just travel with our clothes, layers of clothes, and we have one little bag, like we've got one bag that we fling over our shoulder, or a backpack or something like that, and you squeeze as much as you can squeeze in that. But otherwise, you are wearing three outfits. So the Department of Transportation says Delta Airlines collected $865 million in baggage fees in 2012. That is more than any other domestic airline. In total, all U.S. airlines got $3.5 billion, not million, $3.5 billion in baggage fees last year. Isn't that crazy? So that's the boo. And the boo could be for the Dumbledore passenger who left their baggage because it messed up everybody else for a couple of hours. I wouldn't be happy about that. And then for Delta, for the crazy amounts of times that they try to suck money out of you, basically. Now, this is what's interesting. This gets even more interesting. Because of the fees that are being charged for all kinds of stuff, including, you know, I like American, but boy, they are trying to sell you everything. If you a preferred seat. So now it gets to the point where there might be, three aisles that aren't preferred, and they just throw you in those aisles. Otherwise, you have to pay more money for a preferred seat, which is nothing more than a regular seat, just in a better area. Last year, domestic flights in the U.S. were 83% full, the highest passenger load factor that we've recorded, and I was stunned by this statistic. It's since 1945. So you've got crowded flights, and then you have the airlines scheming to try to figure out what can they do. And what they do is they put in place these reserves of choice seats for frequent flyers or people who want to pay more. So because some passengers are desperate enough to offer bribes to get their preferred seat. Now, of course, an airline personnel, you know, employee, whatever, they would lose their jobs if they accepted the bribes. So usually they don't risk, I guess, offering an upgrade or a better seat for a kickback, but sometimes they will. In other countries, when you're flying abroad, if you flash some cash, you'll get onto a full flight or you'll get a better seat. In the U.S., passengers who can't get their way, still will end up pulling out their wallet. And I guess this is happening more and more. I'm going to have to look around for this. There's like deal making. It's like, you know, this has now become the new swaps. You know, the ticket scalping is happening at airports. So it's not, you can do it. It's not illegal, even though I guess some airlines probably wouldn't like it because you're going to have to switch in seats. But some people will go up to other passengers and pay more for the seat. So they'll swap seats. Like somebody in a first class seat will swap, to, you know, sell their seat for $100 or $200 or, you know, whatever. Or else, even just a choice seat, they'll sell it. That's crazy, isn't it? Oh, well. Anything you can do to make the flight better. I mean, there's always drama in the skies. And if it's 85% full, then you got to think, yeah, you got crowded flights. People want to get on the flight, so whatever it takes. All right, we know that, I got to mention this again, Powerball is up to $400 million this next time around, which would be, I guess, Wednesday. If somebody has a Powerball ticket, I certainly hope they don't do what happened with this Massachusetts couple, won $1 million on a scratch-off lottery ticket that they dug out of the trash after they accidentally threw it away. The State Lottery Commission says that Joseph and Joanne Zagami of North Attleboro bought the $5 ticket from a vending machine while they were grocery shopping. They stuck the ticket in a bag, forgot about it. The next day, he asked his wife if she had scratched the ticket. She didn't. They dug through the trash. They found it. And then that's what they won. That's crazy. Oh, yeah, because we never play the lottery. I just tossed it in there. And then they scratch it. And that's what they won. So they got a lump sum of $650,000 before taxes, $455,000 after. So what are they doing? They're going to pay their bills. They're going to pay their mortgage. And they're going to pay it all off. And then they're going to take a vacation. Whew. How about that? That'd be very upsetting. If, of course, they wouldn't know if that ticket had been thrown out in the trash and taken away. They'd have no idea and it'd just be lost. Nobody would probably have claimed it because it would have been crunched up somewhere in some landfill. And unless somebody came across it, they wouldn't have, nobody would have won that. Certainly, people will take much better care of their secret numbers for the Powerball. What are your secret numbers? As somebody who doesn't regularly play the lottery until it's up high, I don't know, is it better to do the quick pick thing, or if you're a little superstitious, you know, because you don't want to pick numbers, then just do it once or twice and forget about it? Could be something about picking special numbers. I've got to think about that one.
Bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.